One, two, three. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Rant Show. Got Dead Penetration here.
What's up?
And we're going to be talking about a lot of different things. Well, mainly we have to start with the fact that, hey, it's 2023. We made it through 2022. So we don't know what this year is going to bring us, but something already crazy happened. Apparently on Twitter, there was a woman who went by the name of a naughty princess or a naughty fairy. And, well, we gotta talk about this dog situation, guys. I know you may have heard it and it disgusted you as much as it did me, but we gotta point it out. So let's go ahead and, I mean, I actually saved a lot of these tweets because I didn't know how long they would be around. But basically, this all started out when women posting their L's online, which is actually now a YouTube channel. I don't know how long that's going to last, but they decide, he's like, oh, I want to be a content creator now. I'm like, okay. And his content is literally just a bunch of guys doing, like, college talk, like college, what is that, like, frat boy stuff. Yeah, and some people said they like it. One guy said, man, this is going to be my gym podcast or something. So apparently he's doing a podcast now. And yeah, I mean, it is what it is. If you want to go listen to the Women Posting Their L's Online podcast, feel free to do so. But he was basically saying that, I don't know where this all started, but she said, it's actually pretty normal. 3 out of 4 women do it. We just keep it secret. There's too many judgmental people. And then Women Posting Their L's Online says, it is with great displeasure to report that this woman is unironically fucking dogs. Huh. And Naughty Fairy says, can't see the haters. 3 out of 4 girls do it. That's why only men are talking shit. There is a reason we don't fix our dogs. They do it better than you. Then she says, I'm attractive, educated, and kinky. I'm definitely wifey goals. And she has herself looking very much like a traditional woman. A lot of guys have said she's very attractive. She is extremely attractive. But she is not. Unfortunately, we had evidence of this, and it's kind of, I'll get into that, though. But she says love is love, and that's her and the dog in a picture there. And then, of course, she says she has a degree. And she says you can't lose your degree. That's like saying you can unmake a doctor. A doctor will always be a doctor. She says, I have a bachelor's in environmental science. I will always be a scientist. Some of you have no idea what you're talking about. I'm starting to get angry. And she says, I will say this once. I'm super kinky and you may not agree with my sexual preferences. But if you keep trying to cyberbully me, I'll call the cops. And then she says, in 2023, I will be more open with who I am and love myself. Besides, every man wants a kinky woman. And she posts a dog and paws below her. And a almost nothing with like a bunny thing on her head. And yeah.
I just don't see a lot of guys like, you know what I wish? I could find a woman that likes to fuck dogs. That'd be so hot.
And,
that's a keeper.
And then she says, and before you people ask, yes, I graduated, and both my parents stayed around, and she showed that that is true. She said, imagine being able to keep your dog in a cage all day and hump splintered logs, but not being able to have him lick your pussy and hump you? I think I'm going to move to California. At least there people are open to it.
They are.
Now, she said, this couple pays me to babysit their kids while they are at work, and all I'll do is play with my pussy the whole time. And she showed herself with a vibrator. So basically, a lot of people have been talking with this girl. This crazy girl has gotten, I mean, just nuts how much attention she's gotten. It says, what in the world? Wow, she's still getting attention. I'm not a bad catch. Kinky, educated, and I can cook. Wifey material. And again, she's gorgeous, and she's got... And she does dress traditional, which is crazy. Like, this woman is actually attractive. Let's be honest. You can look up Naughty Fairy, and you'll be like, God damn it, how did this woman become this? And I was like, well, men, it happens. Fuck the haters. Don't no one want to fight nothing. Not gonna lie, I'd be wet as fuck when I go to the zoo. What the hell? She says, I hate fake profiles. Using an anime picture of a girl doesn't make you a girl, or a picture of an attractive girl with no verification. And when I ask why you aren't verified, you say it's because you aren't an OnlyFans model. I love all animals, make no mistake, but not catfish. Pet thread. Post your pets below, I want to admire them. What the hell? Nah, Twitter number one, Reddit lame. The OG position girls use when being licked by dogs. Every girl will confirm this. I'm excited. Good morning. And now she's got a picture around her of a llama. I'm trans, just like you. We need to stick together. The world trying to... She's trying to say I identify as a canine myself. That's how I can... I think this is an elaborate troll. But some people are under the assumption that this girl was serious. And she decided to turn it into a troll in order to... make people leave her alone. Mm-hmm. You know how, like, you say, oh yeah, I'm serious about this, but then you make it seem so outlandish and start trolling and fucking with people that they leave you alone. And I think that's what she did. Because she posted two dogs. She's like, beautiful, I want to join. They can run a train on us. Dogs bark to warn you. I don't warn, I don't talk. I used to train an MMA fighter, and then Ronda Rousey lost, so I stopped training, as she would have been the only person worthy of beating me up. I'd still whoop her, too. What? She's definitely trolling. And of course, she's posting nudes all over the damn place. It's crazy. This woman is absolutely fucking nuts. Now, I need your help, gentlemen. And ladies, if you're listening, because I know there are some ladies here. Naughty Fairy is not hard to find on Twitter. It's literally at a Naughty Princess. And that's naughty as in K-N-O-T-T-Y. F-A-I-R-Y. She says she's a 21 female LUT trans canine. Art of Zoo. Telegram for business. Followed by, oh my god, Antonio Bryce and Dick Masterson. Okay, Dick buddy, I gotta tell you. Well, I gotta ask you, rather. Please get this girl on the show. I wanna see what the hell is going on. Like, I know Dick's trying to do it. I know he's trying to pull some strings. If Dick Masterson gets a Naughty Fairy on there, I'm just... Does Nick know about this? Like, we gotta know. Who knows about a Naughty Fairy? But, guys, this literally happened the second fucking day of January 2023. And people are like, is this how the year is going to start? With a very attractive white woman admitting that she fucks dogs and posting a video, which I got a hold of Team YouTube on, guys, and it was taken down. Now... Reason why, like, well, Grim, yeah, I said to him, I said, all right, so, at Team YouTube, you guys took down my channel where I did adult games, but I censored and edited all the scenes so that people could enjoy the stories. Yet, you're going to allow this woman to abuse a dog on your platform. That went down. It went down immediately. Only a few people saw it, were completely disgusted by it, and said, oh my god, it's real. And, yeah. It's pretty crazy.
Naughty Princess.
Huh? Now, the newest... Yeah, she's got 176,000 followers now. The fucked up thing is the girl I had a crush on blocked me. People really are cold harder. She said she can't go down on me because I taste like kibbles and bits. People really act like showers don't exist. I obviously shower after stuff with my dog. She went... Maybe the best troll account I've ever witnessed with the amount of people it has triggered. This is a fake account, right? The bait isn't even good anymore. It's become painfully obvious. Top Twitter troll of 2023. This is a deep psyop. Putting drinks on the stereo. This has to be a parody. She's a lot like Whitney Wisconsin in the early days of the net. So, what's going on here? The stuff people willingly... Okay, no, that's... I can't tell if this is a bit. I think it is a bit. What do you think? Do you think this is a bit now? Do you think that she's just fucking with people at this point?
I would hope so, because...
Absolutely disgusting. At PETA, at FBI, anything? No. Nobody's saying anything.
No. The FBI only shows up if you say something about it.
Right. People are like, yeah, this whoever runs this account is pretty damn funny. It's like performance art. So, folks, I could be exactly wrong on this. Like, this could be really fucking... Like, this could be a really fucking elaborate troll. Let's see. What the hell? He doesn't verbally abuse women. You're just a beta male. He'd be, okay. Alright, somebody, this is definitely a troll. He'd be harsh to someone as soft as your water buffalo looking ass. And before someone says I can only date low-level men, I dated DJ Academics, and that's better than most people will ever get. And he was okay with everything I'm into. Was he really? Plus my pussy A1. Are you allowed to post this on Twitter? Did you just join Twitter? And he's like... I tried to PM you. Looks delicious. Dessert. My God, people are still wanting to... People still want to... My parents kicked me out, but that's Democrats for you. If my parents were Republicans, they'd have accepted me. As a Republican, I speak for all of us, including Democrats, when I say we do not want you. Okay, I'm officially convinced you're a troll. This is bait, guys. She wants to garner attention so people follow her OnlyFans. That's true. Hey, very good. You know, I think that's what all this is. January the 2nd. This is what we get. A girl trying to get people to follow the OnlyFans so hard that she has to make up absurd things. Now, this is what I said earlier. Because in heavy metal, there was a period where a band had to do something really crazy. Somebody had to die. Somebody had to murder somebody. Somebody had to be a Nazi. Somebody had to, you know, pedophile, whatever. You had to do something really crazy before they would put your band in the magazine and promote them. Other than that, you just hear about Metallica, Marilyn Manson, Five Finger Death Punch, you know, stuff like that. You hear about music that everybody has heard. You wouldn't hear, like, a lot of popular or unpopular music. You wouldn't hear a lot of underground stuff. But if somebody did something really horrific, they would post about it. So what she's doing, I think, according to my experience in promotion, you know, in promoting, working with bands and things like that, I think she's just trying to post the craziest shit to get a reaction out of people so that they will promote her. Because they say there's no such thing as bad publicity. So even if you are getting people to absolutely fucking hate you, you find out that there's people that actually do like her and think she's attractive and are probably subscribing to her OnlyFans.
probably some desperate motherfuckers.
There are, well, yeah, but the problem is there's probably a lot of people. By the way, I don't even know if she... I've never been, but I'm kind of... I mean, is she still even up there? She is trolling you idiots, yeah. Let's see here. She's got a Telegram chat. Let's see here. I'm trying to see if she actually does have this thing, but no. No, actually, she's not going to promote her OnlyFans. She is promoting her Telegram. She doesn't seem... If she does have an OnlyFans, she's promoting her Telegram. She's promoting it on her Telegram. Yeah. And everybody's told me, don't go to the Telegram, because you'll literally see her blowing the dog. So, yeah. And I don't even know if that's... Again, this could all be shit that somebody got off the internet. Some people are trying to say that it's a very good case of revenge porn. Maybe there was a man that was married or dating her at one time, and he found out that she was into dogs, and he got all that information, and now he's using it to get her back, which is illegal. You know, they've criminalized a lot of that. But he's pretty disgusted by it, understandably. So maybe that's what's going on.
I just had found her on there.
You haven't found her?
Naughty Princess.
A.
A.
And you're spelling it right, right?
Yeah.
K-N-O-T-T-Y.
Oh, well, there you go.
You'll find it. No, I have not hit the subscribe. I'm not subscribed. I know that Dick is subscribed and Antonio. I figured he would be down to laugh at it. You know, I got nothing against Antonio Bryce. I used to listen to Sexy Party all the time. That was a fun little podcast he did with that girl. But... Yep, Antonio Bryce and Dick Masterson. Makes me kind of wonder what Dick Masterson has to say about all this right now. I'm sure he's got something to say here. Waifu Watchers. I don't know. I'm looking.
I mean, if she didn't tell you she screwed dogs until you had sex with her, you'd probably like, well, I'm already starting to howl at the moon. I might as well.
Yeah, I know, I know.
But if I knew it ahead of time, I probably wouldn't.
Each dog counts as 7 bodies. Oh, Justin Wang posted it. Holy shit. Please let this be satire. Somebody's posting everybody. PETA, ASPCA, FF Expose, Animal Rights Com, Animal Expose, posting everything. She's not conservative, so the FBI won't do anything. Live gun reaction. Oh my god, this is crazy. Absolutely crazy, guys. Absolutely crazy. Just, I don't think... It's like, worst part is that it's not isn't satire. Check her Telegram channel at your own risk, but it consisted of her raping dogs, and she even had a video of her masturbating around little kids that she was babysitting. I keep getting dragged back into this chaos because when she accidentally doxed herself, I expose that she went to the same university as me, and it grabbed her attention, so now she won't stay out of my DMs. She deadass keeps begging me to be friends and fuck dogs with her. It's so freaking bizarre. And this girl is a OnlyFans fake boob kind of thing. I don't know. I mean, she looks like a sex doll. I mean, either she's natural or but something. I mean, she just got that whole thing going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what we're getting. He doesn't have anything else. He doesn't have anything else. Oh no, please call into my show. He literally said it one day ago. Please call into my show. Dick, please, no. I can fix her. That thread. Oh my god. Do not look at the Instagram. Yeah, get her on, Dick. Get her on, Dick. This is absolutely fucking crazy. But yeah, folks, that's literally what we've got going on right now in 2022 is over. Thank God. It can't get any worse, and then it does. But, alright, so, I got some things to talk about. First of all, now that that's over with, some of you probably left, but whatever.